Before we get started, if you're listening to Wellbeing Interrupted on your favourite app, don't forget to follow the show. This way you'll keep getting all the new episodes and any bonuses as well.
Hey there, Tisha here, and welcome to episode 19 of Wellbeing Interrupted. As I sit here talking into a lapel mic, into my iPhone, because if you've been following me on Instagram at Hurdle to Hope, you will know that this week has been a massive week. We've moved to our block of land. We're half camping out, half living a little bit civilized, but it's been such an amazing experience. But I didn't want all of this to stop me bringing to you this episode. So if you've listened to last week's episode, we shared Mariah McInnes's amazing Hurdle to Hope story. If you haven't had a listen, listen now, and then you'll know more about what we're discussing in episode 19, because today we're shifting our focus to explore how Mariah has built her resilience to navigate future health challenges. So we'll start by delving into her approach to expanding comfort zones after a major surgery. Then we'll discuss how she has built resilience through her new challenges that keep coming, particularly relevant to all of us. But I think what I like is Mariah's doing all of this in her 20s. She's just turned 30, so she was doing all of this in her 20s. And sometimes that's really challenging for people at a younger age to deal with these massive challenges. I know it was for me in my 20s with MS. And finally, we'll reflect on Mariah's journey of personal growth, the importance of reflection, even if that brings us to tears sometimes, because during those reflective periods, this is where we really learn and grow. So looking forward to this episode.
Welcome to Wellbeing Interrupted, the podcast dedicated to exploring the transformative power of a healing mindset. I'm Tisha Rose, your host and the founder of Hurdle to Hope. If you're on a quest to not just survive but thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, then you're definitely in the right place. Living with MS and now stage 4 breast cancer has taught me a vital lesson. In the face of a life-changing illness, our mindset is everything. Each week, I'll share insights, tips, and strategies to help you build a happier, healthier, more balanced life. So let's begin your journey from hurdle to hope starting right now.
I love how Mariah talks about the power of expanding your comfort zone. I always talk about stepping out of your comfort zone, but I really like the way she explains it. So she shares how her journey of recovering from that massive Whipple's procedure really involved small steps she took to slowly extend her boundaries. And it's such a beautiful testament to how embracing new experiences can really help you rediscover life again. So let's hear from Mariah as how she's navigated the massive challenges of going from lying in the hospital bed, recovering from major surgery, to slowly getting out of the hospital and enjoying life again.
One thing that you mentioned, like that small step kind of thing, your comfort zone increases. So yes, like I remember when I was in hospital and we went to go to the local shopping center and mum's like, we'll get your nails done, because I could do day outings because I was in hospital bloody way too long. For they're like, get her out. She's like, get an antsy. But I had a massive anxiety attack and I'd vomit and I couldn't, and like, they'd have to give me my lemonade isopropyl that I told you is a really comfort for me.
Yes.
And I would try and get through it. And then finally I'd be able to sit in the chair and get my nails done or get my eyebrows. And my eyebrows were wild. You know, my mum could brush my hair like, because it was super long. So I think you expand your comfort zone with time, with anything, like, but especially when you're, you know, you've got this life-changing illness, you've got to think about other things. You just, I try to just try and slowly increase my comfort zone and increase. And then you kind of get to this point where you think, oh yeah, I can do that. And then your body reminds you that maybe you can't, like, you know, or maybe that wasn't a good idea, or, you know, yeah, I didn't skydive last year and I thought, oh, I didn't ask my doctor, but anyway, I just did it. I'd already done it before a couple of times, so I sort of knew what to expect. But, you know, like, you just slowly grow that comfort zone. And then you start to realize, like, I can do, you know, what lots of people can do. And I think also listening to other people's stories really helped me. Like, I didn't know many people that had Whipples, but then when I did connect, I met this one woman. She still does, like, CrossFit and, like, goes on hikes. And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, you have this massive scar and, like, half of your organ's gone. Like, but you still, you know, you're CrossFit. And that's my next motivation. Actually, my biggest comfort zone thing I'm working on now is exercise. Because it's been, I used to go to the gym a lot. I used to be like that, like, muscle run 10 kilometer type of girl. And I haven't stepped foot in a gym in, oh, we did a couple of gyms while we had a few hotel gyms while we've been traveling. I just don't do it. I can't build a consistent routine. So that's my next comfort zone, because I get, like, really unsure. Then I get a bit sore and then I'm like, oh, I don't know. So that's my next thing.
Diagnosed with a life-changing illness in your 20s isn't fair. No arguments here. And for me, it was being diagnosed with MS at 22. And now, as I sit here recording this episode as a 49-year-old, you think, gosh, that is such a young age to deal with really the trauma of hospital stays, learning how to walk again, all of that. So it's really tough in your 20s. And for Mariah, her mid-20s were shaped by cancer and a massive Whipple's procedure. What I really love about this next section in our chat is how these intense experiences can really provide incredible foundation to build resilience and really effectively manage future challenges.
I think too, what's important to highlight is, and why I wanted you on here as a guest as well, is you've experienced so much in your 20s. And sometimes we think, and it's not fair, but hey, it happened and all. But that sets you up for the rest of your life to do things very differently. So for me, I always think, well, I had my midlife crisis at 25. That's when I spent so long in hospital and all. And it, do you sort of see that as well? Like, that's almost the jolt, thinking, well, from now on, I'm not going to live life with regrets. I'm going to take my opportunities. I'm going to do things that other people without MS, without going through Whipples, without cancer, they mightn't have the confidence to do. So does that sort of ring true to you?
Oh, yeah. Like, you get life perspective that you can't get, like, you know. And I remember when I got, like, the news that I potentially needed Whipples, and the Italian friend didn't know what to do. So he drove me to the beach and we did, like, a bit of a meditation. And I said to him, if I'm going to get half my organs removed, I better become famous. And I said, I'm going to write a book on this one day. And as we speak, I am going to write a book. I don't necessarily want to be famous. But, you know, like, I think there's a reason why these happen, unfortunately. Like, it seems really hard to think, but And I always remember someone saying to me, you know, the silver linings don't have to come right away, and they might not ever. And I think that's an important thing to remember too. But it came for me, and it made me see life differently. It's put complete, like, there's conversations I have with people and they're like, yeah, wow. Like, the wisdom that you get and the life experience that you get, which is not always great. But you see things that, not everyone sees.
No, not at all. And I think too, and we'll just sort of finish on this, talking about resilience, and you sort of touched on it, saying how much you've evolved. And I think resilience is a word that I like unpacking words, because I think lots of people say, oh, you're so resilient and all. And I think, well, what does that mean? You know, what does it mean to be resilient? But I think we are resilient when we're going through health conditions, but only if we're willing to learn and grow and keep evolving. So the person you are today going through different challenges is so different to the person you were, you know, when all of a sudden, I always have the saying wrong, I think you corrected it, you know, when the in the headlights. Is it the deer in the headlights?
Deer in the headlights.
Yeah. The deer in the headlights. You know, you've got no idea what to do. And I think that's our silver lining, you know, because that is when something happens, any challenge happens, that we can bring to the table what we've learnt. So I guess, you know, can you see that evolution? So if all of a sudden you were to have a different surgery, and we're not visualizing that happen, but, you know, we live with conditions where it goes up and down, but hopefully the downs aren't so low because we know how to respond. So do you feel like you're completely different to when you look at a photo of yourself lying in a hospital bed after Whipple's? Can you sort of think, gosh, I wish I could say to myself there, not only will these amazing things happen and you'll marry a beautiful Colombian man, but, you know, you've learnt so much to get you through those moments. So, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's interesting because I did end up having a second surgery and it was so easy. They put the NG because I ended up having a small bowel obstruction, but it kept untwisting and twisting. That's why I kept getting back into hospital, and they found it in Byron Bay, in the tiny Byron Bay emergency. Like, that's just like, you know, we went to Byron Bay on our way to move to the Gold Coast. We're literally like right on the border. And mum's like, oh, I want to stop in Byron Bay, because mum and dad drove up with us with the cars and everything. And I've never been, and Mitch hadn't been either. And I don't think my dad had. So we booked a hotel. And then that day we went to the lighthouse walk, and I had the bowel twisted, and I'm vomiting at the top, and everyone's watching me like, oh geez, that chick couldn't handle the lighthouse walk. She's a bit unfit, isn't she? And mum and dad got the car, went to Byron Bay emergency. And because every time I went to Sydney, the bowel had untwisted, so they never picked up on it, because by the time I got to emergency at St. V's, it's gone. But because it was in Byron Bay, and it was such a small hospital, and as soon as I said Whipple's, I had no shoes on, my hair's a mess, so I'm like, I really need some help. I've had a Whipple's, and they're like, get in that room now. Like, there's people like, you know, broken arms, like, get her in now. And they found the small bowel, and they stubbed an NG tube in my nose and rushed me straight to Tweed Heads. And I had a surgery that night, and it was just a breeze. Like, I just knew, like, yep, let's do it. And after that, my life changed. Like, I could eat with it. Like, I wouldn't have been able to go out for a day. On a day trip, like, it just, I would have been sick. You know, I remember when Mitch come and visit me in Sydney when we'd just gotten together, but I moved to Sydney to, you know, see doctors and finalize everything. We'd go get an ice cream at Bondi and I would be in the toilet vomiting.
Yeah.
Like, I have to go home. Like, we couldn't last the day. And then we moved to the Gold. Like, unfortunately, Mitch had to move into the apartment without me because I was in hospital. but then when I got to the back home, I was off painkiller. I think, like, I was out of hospital in 3 days and I had been completely reopened again. I got out of hospital in 3 days and I was off pain relief in 5. And Mitch was like, whoa, how did you, like, cow? And I'm like, I think it's just like, you just know how to do it and your body knows what to do. Like, you just, and it is that resilience. Like, you know, and even, you know, I said to Mitch, like, that's why women keep going back and having babies, because you forget, but you build that resilience, right? Like, people say it's the same as childbirth. Like, and like, you know, if tomorrow, unfortunately, the doctor said, hey, look, we do need to do another surgery, like, let's do it.
Yeah, that's great. That's
I can great. Do it. Yeah. And I think that, you know, no matter what comes up, you can do it. You 100% can. And I think even if the next challenge is harder, because you've experienced that, you had a next challenge that was harder, but you get through it easier because you've done it. Like, and resilience is a wild thing. And I think, like, you know, you just, it's a self-belief as well. Like, I can totally do it. Like, I can absolutely do this. And I think And that, there's that level of, like, trying not to overthink it as well, because, of course, like, we need to think things. But I think what really did help me during my recovery as well is I didn't overanalyze what a Whipple's was. My mum YouTubed it. She's like, I wish I didn't do that. I never researched anything. And, you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss. Sometimes you do need to learn some things. But I have people that contact me on TikTok. They've Googled everything. They've researched everything. They're like, what about this? What about that? And I just say, hey, you can do this. Just relax, don't overthink it. Like, I have a poor guy in, like, Belgium that doesn't speak English that translates to me. He's terrified. And I just say, it's okay. He's had his surgery now. He does need chemo, but I think he's as a tablet. Like, I don't know his process, but he's like, look, it's okay. You can do it. You can 100% do it. Like, if, you know, just trust yourself. I think you just have to trust yourself. Trust your body. Like, it will heal if you let it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, though, that takes time to actually focus inwardly, you know, and we say Google is horrendous at times, you know, but at times we need to know what's happening.
Yes.
But you still need to protect yourself as you enter that world, you know, of Google.
It's like a balance between knowledge is power and ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's just, but it's been, you know, just going to the sources that you trust or surrounding yourself with people that you trust what they're saying. So it's like, well, you've got this, you know, yeah, I trust you as my surgeon. You've got it. Great. I don't need to find out what exactly you're doing because I'll pass out, you know.
Just don't tell me. Tell me after.
And all of that really then helps us deal with the uncertainty of life. Because it's not just our illness. We don't know what's going to happen in the next 5, 10, 15 years. But, you know, you're ready for it because you can do it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
As we wrap up my chat with Mariah, we shift our focus to the profound impact of reflecting on your journey. And sometimes this can be painful. It's not particularly nice sometimes to go back to those really stressful or traumatic times. But what I truly believe is that these times are when your insights are born. But the other benefit of reflection is that you can start acknowledging and appreciating your personal growth and evolution.
So thank you, Mariah. We've been through your amazing
wild ride.
Yeah, it is. But as I said at the beginning, you really embody. You took a drink then, so I saw the bottle instead of embody. I said embottle. You embody what hurdle to hope means. You know, you've gone through these really frightening, terrifying times. And you've now had all these amazing experiences. And it is good to reflect because, and Mariah hasn't given half of what, like Mariah's will give you the links. Where's your Instagram page for people to see? Because where Mariah is traveling, it is unbelievable. Like at the moment, I was chatting to Mariah yesterday because on her Instagram, they're in Bolivia, but you're thinking, oh, yeah, they're in a town. They're in a town which is like a cartoon. I said, there's no cars. They're like cables between the peaks of mountains where they are, and there's houses all the way up and down the mountain. Like it is just something like out of this world. So you're not doing like let's go to a resort and kick back.
No.
You're doing these amazing things. So where can people find you on Instagram? Because if you want to start living through Mariah like I am, because I can't do that now, you know, I'm buying an acreage so I can chill out and look at the stars. So, yeah, where can people find you, Mariah?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram and it's Mariah_content_queen is one word. And, yes, I do post a lot of my travels. And I think, like, you know, I just did a post that I'm going to post today. And it's like we do fast nomading. So we're not in somewhere very long. But it's because it's only like a five-year plan for us. Like our plan is to one day, you know, be somewhere by the beach. And, you know, like we do want to settle. But I think, like, and that's the beauty of, you know, having your plan and your goal and what you want to achieve because you can totally do it. And I think like, we've had some wild experiences. And what you said about reflection is like so true. Like Mitch, I did a video that day because Mitch has been listening to all my old podcasts from like not me podcasting, me being on other people's podcasts.
Okay.
And because he's doing my one page on my website because he's really good with that stuff. And he goes, you really did everything that you said on these podcasts. And this was pre-knowing any health. And I'm like, it's wild, right? Like you just, you don't. Amazing. And that's the power of reflection, right? Like, and sometimes it's hard. Like some days I think back to everything that's happened and like my parents cry every time we talk about it. Like they're traumatized. Every time I call them, I'm like, oh my God, guess what happened? They cry. Like, they're like, what, like what's happening? Like I've severely traumatized my parents. Like, but you know, like when we do talk about it and it is nice. Like even if you do cry and going back to the crying thing you said, like it's so healing. Like how good is when you have like a massive cry and then you can move through it. Like I think. But that reflection piece is hard. It's traumatizing at times, but it's how you heal through the process, like mentally. Because I think the mindset, and you say mindset is everything. It's 100% everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's no doubt about it. Like, I've read so many books about how that mindset has, you know, put them in remission. Like, we've read amazing books about that. Like, of course, other things, but that's that belief and that mindset. Like, they're not miracles.
Yeah.
Like, they generally, like, there's a reason why these, like, people end up in remission or, you know, cured or whatever their story is. Like, it's happened so much. So I was like, why can't it happen to us?
Yes. Yeah. 100%, 100%. And yeah, and that's what we visualize. And you visualize that without the fear of thinking, knowing that within ourselves we're capable of responding to anything, you know, and we can get through anything. And why focus on that? You know, we don't need to focus on plan B. We're going, and we're going, you know, big and just living our lives. And that's what's amazing. And I really hope people listening to this are really, I don't know if, you know, we talk about, you know, do we like the word inspired, but it is inspiring because what you're doing is amazing, you know, and yeah, it just is amazing because you're not just taking on a Contiki tour. You are taking on, you know, massive, massive experiences, and that will just only add to, you know, all these tools you have, you know, for the rest of your life as well. So well done, you. I'm so pleased that, yeah, we got to have this chat, and I'll be having Mariah back as well because I think there's really important piece that we can delve into a bit more about work, because it is something that lots of people aren't working in living with their illnesses, and there's so much we can do in that space. So, yeah, so you'll be hearing from Mariah more. But for now, thank you so much for your time today. And, yeah, we'll chat very soon.
Thanks so much, Tish, for having me. I love the chat. I love a chat, but I loved this conversation, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So thank you for listening to another episode of Wellbeing Interrupted. Mariah truly is the perfect example of a hurdle to hope story. And what today's episode really highlights is that we really do continue to grow and evolve when our lives are interrupted by a significant health challenge. And that evolution is our resilience. For me, this enables me to look forward with confidence, as I really do know that regardless of what challenges that come my way, I will have insights and tools to have an impact on my experience. And the good news is you can start your own Hurdle to Hope story right now, and you can do this by completing the quiz. So the quiz is called the Healing Journey Quiz, and you can access that anytime by visiting my website, hurdletohope.com/quiz. The link is also in the show notes. Always remember, Hurdle to Hope is with the number 2. So hurdletohope.com/quiz. And why I keep pushing this quiz is because I get to find out where you are on your healing journey and what resources will help you to start moving forward. So that's it from me. I hope you have a great week, and we'll chat soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today on Wellbeing Interrupted. If today's episode inspired you or you think it could help others, please share it by tagging at Hurdle to Hope in your Instagram stories or just by telling a friend about it. To spread our message of healing and hope to those who need it most, your ratings and reviews are invaluable. By taking a moment to rate and review on your listening platform, you help us attract inspiring guests and create content that empowers all of us to thrive. Don't forget to follow me on at Hurdle to Hope for more insights. I'd love to see you there. Always remember, to thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, your mindset is everything. Quick announcement. If you're struggling with a new health diagnosis or feeling overwhelmed by your chronic condition, the good news is you can start healing right now. Discover your next steps with the Healing Journey Quiz. In just 3 minutes, find out where you are on your healing path and what actions you can take to move forward. It's practical, straightforward, and designed specifically for anyone navigating health challenges. If you're ready to instigate your healing right now, visit hurdletohope.com/quiz. Remember Hurdle to Hope with the number 2. Also, you can click the link in the show notes below. So I really encourage you to take the quiz, and I can't wait to help you along your healing journey from today.